Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday Devotion and Prayer Time. My name is Tom Limler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Started the broadcast a bit ago and it abruptly ended. So if you were trying to listen to it, watch it, and it disappeared, I'm not sure what happened. But hopefully this will keep going this time around. But anyhow, we're talking and praying about living in a new way. And looking at a series that I'll be doing on being made new in Christ. And this week was the new way. Sunday, I'll have a message on a new life. And then next week, we'll talk and pray about that. But today, in regard to this new way, we're going to talk and pray specifically about a submissive way. And the verse that I really want to key in on addresses a specific audience, but the context addresses everybody. And you'll see that as we go along, as we look at this verse. 1 Peter 5:5, I believe. Yes, 1 Peter 5:5 says, "Young men, catch this, in the same way, be submissive to those who are older. All of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another." The context, Peter addresses various groups of people. It's not just young men. That just happens to be verse 5. I chose verse 5 because I really want to focus on the last half of the verse. But he's already talked about young women being submissive to older women. He's talked about us being submissive to one another. It's not a one-sided thing in Scripture. This submissiveness that we're called to is based on the example of Jesus and his submission to God the Father. And it says we ought to live in that kind of a way. And so that's where, when he talks about young men, in the same way that he's been talking about submission. It's not singling out young men. It's just making sure that each group of people, each designation, understands their role, their responsibility. And so as he wraps up those specific groups, he moves on in verse 5 as we transition from young men being submissive to older men. He says, all of you, everybody that I've been talking to, everybody that's hearing this, everybody that's reading this letter, all of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another. It's the foundation for this submissiveness. It's not thinking more highly of ourselves than we ought. It's actually thinking of others above ourselves. Principles we find throughout Scripture, principles that we see in the way Jesus taught us to live. We're able to live in a submissive way when we learn humility. Paul writes to the Philippians and says that our attitude ought to be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who humbled himself. It's that humility that we're to clothe ourselves with, that we're made new in Christ. I've not discovered that humility is a natural characteristic of this human flesh. It's a new part of who we are when we're in Christ. That we're willing to consider others better than ourselves. We're willing to not have to be the guy at the top, the lady at the top, the person that's in charge. And even when we have those positions of authority, the way we use it is different because we're living in a new way. We're living in a submissive way. Now, with many of God's principles, I have to give that same similar disclaimer on this. This isn't about being made less of a person. This isn't about others using the instruction of God to mistreat anyone else. When Paul writes and he talks about wives being submissive to husbands and husbands being submissive to Christ and children being submissive to parents, it's not about the authority of domination and mistreatment. It's about living together in a society, in a culture, in a family, in a way that benefits everybody. And I think sometimes we hear that word submission and we automatically reach a point where the hair stands up on the back of our neck and we tense up because we don't want to hear it because it's been used so badly throughout history. And many times it's because that concept of submission becomes the dominating force without any sense of humility. And when we look at Scripture, we have to look at the context. We have to look at the principles that are really behind it. It's often been said that you can prove almost anything that you want to state simply by pulling a line out of Scripture, and whether you use it in context or out of context, when you don't care, then you can claim the Bible says about anything that you want it to say. And it's been used in this area of submission throughout history. But it really is about clothing ourselves with humility. It really is about seeing God as being the one in charge. It really is about surrendering to Jesus. About wanting what's best for others. When we fully seek what's best for others, we discover what's best for ourselves. And that's walking in step with Jesus. That's walking in step with God's Word. That's living in obedience. That's living in humility. It's living in a mindset that cares and lifts up others. Throughout Scripture, at least three different times, we see God proclaiming that He opposes the proud, but gives grace to or lifts up the humble. And so many times in this subject area of submission, people become proud because they believe in their mind that it's giving them some type of authority over someone else. And it's like so many things. We pick the things that we think benefit us and we ignore the things that call us to be different. And so we'll go through the whole list and teaching of Scripture about submissiveness, and we'll pull out those things that talk about others being submissive to us, and we'll conveniently ignore the very direct messages of how we ought to be submissive to others. But God says it's all to teach us, number one, to be submissive to Him, but number two, to care for one another. Life is difficult. I suspect that you've noticed that. And we make it more difficult when we live with arrogance and pride that doesn't care about anyone else. Living in this new way says we're living in a submissive way. Not that we're agreeing to participate in sin. Not that we're agreeing to things that are harmful to others or ourselves. But we're living with an attitude of humility that considers what benefits others, that considers the way we use our words, that considers the way we act. Is this going to be helpful to someone else? It's not a weakness, it's a strength under control. This submissiveness is not a permissiveness. It's not an ignoring of correction and rebuke and training in righteousness that God says are purposes of His Word. It's not an escape from the hard things, the difficult things of life and relationship. It's a mindset. It's a check of our motives. It's a way of living life that is Christ-like. It's a way of living life that puts others ahead of ourselves. When we live life in this way, we live as those who are clothed with humility. We have willingly placed ourselves under others, not from God's view, but from our view. We consider how best to serve and to help and to love. And when that best way includes correction, when it includes training and teaching, even when it includes rebuke, our attitude is different. Our attitude is new. And we'll talk more in a future week about a new attitude. But it changes how we go about doing the things that we need to do, how we go about doing the things that God calls us to do, how we go about doing life. Because we have a submissive way. And this new way is not a natural way, it's a supernatural way. It's a way of God. As we spend time praying today, the question is, how submissive are you? How submissive am I? Do I pay attention to others? Do I want them to succeed? Do I clothe myself with humility in such a way that my goal, the outcome of my actions, is such that it builds up others according to their need? That's God's desire. When we're made new in Christ, we're made new in our way. And we're made to live in a submissive way. Would you spend time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself and has given us what we need to live in a new way. To live in a way that represents Jesus, to live in a way that lives by His example, to live in a way that makes Him known more accurately, more completely. And so, Father, as we consider the various instructions in your word about submitting to one another, some of those very specific instructions about who we submit to and how we do that, regardless of what side of the equation that we happen to be on in any of those specific instructions, may we never lose sight of your overall command to submit to one another, to all of us clothe ourselves with humility, for all of us to consider the needs of others as to be more important than our own, to consider the example of Jesus, who did not consider equality with you to be grasped or held on to tightly, but humbled himself and came to earth to accomplish a great task, a task that we could not do, that only he could accomplish. A task that led him to the cross. A task that was the cross. So, Father, as we live in this submissive way, may you help us to live with the humility that doesn't become prideful in our submission. The humility that keeps us from refusing to submit. The humility that helps us to see the value of others. Father, today as we live life, may we understand the great value that you place upon us as your child. Forgive us for those times where we've tried to use your teachings of submissiveness to our advantage, rather than using that teaching to the advantage of the body, to the advantage of one another. Father, today as we live life, as we represent Jesus, may we live in this submissive way. May we consider what our thoughts and actions and words look like and sound like to those around us. And even in those times where we are called to stand firm on your word, we're called to speak up on behalf of your truth. May it be done in that spirit of humility rather than a spirit of arrogance. In the way that we follow, in the way that we lead, in the way that we speak, in the way that we're silent, may we live in that submissive way that makes Jesus known. Because our primary submissiveness is to you, to him, to your will and to your word. And so, Father, as we live as those who obey you, may we represent Jesus in such a way that we lift him up at every opportunity possible so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.